Good evening and welcome to Campbell's Soup Kitchen. This is your Food for Thought podcast. I know I haven't been on in a while, but welcome back nonetheless. So, being that this is now the fourth or fifth year that I've had this podcast, it should be on the fourth or fifth season. Unfortunately, it's still somewhere stuck in limbo between first and second season. So we're just going to skip second season. We're going to go straight to the new season. The new season is going to be all new types of food. Food for thought for you guys to think about. So with that being said, give me just a moment and we'll get started on tonight's episode. Okay, so tonight's episode, I want to talk about something a little bit different. We're going to start tonight off because it's a Wednesday night with leftovers. The definition of something leftover is something that remains unused and unconsumed. Normally, we use that in terms of talking about food or using leftover space, a space that's not used, empty space. Tonight, we're going to use it in a different kind of context. So, being this is all food for thought, and these food for thought moments are usually related to how we take in friendships and relationships and how we treat people in general, we're going to use it accordingly. Something that's usually left over are the feelings that we carry from a past relationship to a new relationship, or from a past relationship to a restart of that old relationship. And how we treat that person, and how we, we try to relive and see our glory days again, is usually just things that we have to get over. Things that we have to look at and say, that might be past the expiration date. For a lot of us, we do keep a lot of leftover feelings for other people and for other things, for things we're passionate about. This makes a lot of sense for me to do this kind of episode today because I'm going into a dance weekend. And usually these dance convention weekends are good for me to do a lot of soul searching and a lot of recovery from, sitting and being idle and not doing the things I want to do, and I get to see my friends, and I get to be around people who are like-minded in a different aspect of my artistic life. And what we get from these conventions that I go to, I go to conventions and congresses. Conventions are for swing dancing, and congresses are for salsa dancing and Latin dancing. And, I haven't been to a congress in forever, but the swing conventions I go to roughly every year, every 11, 12, 9 to 12 months I try to go. And, they have this condition afterwards of euphoria called swung over. And swung over is you dance so much and you get to spend so much good time around good people that you just don't want it to end. And when it comes to an end, you're looking at your friends and you're like, it's not goodbye, it's till next time. And sometimes they don't come back, and you get this, it's that sad feeling, I'm not going to see them again unless I go travel. But that's okay. It's the same thing that happens in relationships. You have this feeling of euphoria and you're just so happy and just loving every aspect of it, and then something changes, and when you have that change, you go back and you think about all the things you missed in that relationship, all the things that are left over, all the leftover feelings, all the leftover emotions, leftover gifts. I recently did have a situation where twice in the last year where I've had feelings of things that I've had leftover feelings from, relationships, and it was a bad feeling. It's a terrible feeling because there's a lot of things that I didn't get to say, and there's a lot of things that, the other person, my partners, didn't get to experience because things changed and because people change. And it's fine. It's fine for people to change. You can't always put all of your emotions into a Tupperware. You put stuff into Tupperware and you put it in the back of your fridge and you forget about it. And that's how I feel like what how emotions can be and how they can feel very much left over and very much strewn out and very much taken advantage of, if you will. Sometimes you'll have some feelings that are needing to have a little more seasoning, a little more spice to life, a little more zest. And other times, it might be a little too spicy. You can't oversalt things and you can't overspice things. You have to make everything Goldilocks. It has to be just right and it has to fit just right. And it has to be just the right amount of everything, just the right serving size in order for it to make sense to you. And sometimes having a little leftover is okay. You know, sometimes being overabundant and having a little leftover to think about the next day is fantastic. Sometimes it's okay, well, not sometimes, it's always okay to have just enough feeling about something to get you through your day, to use all your spoons in the right kind of manner so you have spoons left over for the next day. And then when you wake up, you have that little bit of leftover euphoria, a little bit of leftover glee and charm and good loving and smiling and just, you know, you're going to start your day and you know you're going to be 4 or 5 hours into your day and you just get, and that's just going to carry you until you can hear from or talk to or see or get a text message or an email from whoever it is that put a smile on your face, whoever it is that helped you get past whatever you were feeling today. For me, I have a lot of people in my life who constantly check on me, who are constantly doing checks and balances, who are constantly looking out for me. Just like I'm constantly looking out for them. And I stand by them and I stand for them and I do as much as I can to make sure that we as a unit are happy and good and copacetic. Sometimes I do need to step away and I know that they still know that I care. And sometimes they need to step away and I still know that they care. And it's good to have these kind of leftovers because these are leftovers that don't have an expiration date on them. These are leftovers that you know that you're going to look up and they're going to look at something and they're never going to say anything bad. They never look at a situation where they can say something bad about you or to you. But this will definitely, you know, leave you with something to think about, a little extra food for thought for tonight. So that will be the episode for tonight. Look forward. I want you guys to all look forward to the next coming things that I have coming up. I do have Adventures in Arizona, which is my second podcast page. We'll be starting that up here in the next week. And Adventures in Arizona is going to be me going on these journeys with other people and talking about things with other people. And of course, I'm still going to be doing interviews on Food for Thought, interviews about Food for Thought and about food on here. I will be bringing on a co-host in the near future, and we're going to be exploring all of the restaurants in Arizona, as well as discussing whatever we can get away with discussing on here as a broadcast team. So look forward to that. And I hope to see you all listening to my podcast soon. I hope to hear some good feedback from you guys. And I'm looking forward to talking your ears off again soon. Peace. Have a good night.